Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Forever Dog.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Are we back in?
Okay, we're back in, you stupid sluts for listening.
We're back in, hungry for more. But I was going
to
ask James earlier.
Wait. We have to fulfill our promise to the listener where you have to talk about your Kit Kat relapse.
I didn't want to go into this.
I'm sorry.
What happened? Let me paint
but
a picture.
You have to understand that you telling your story is going to help so many people out there struggling.
I wish I could say what actually happened.
Paint a picture holding a Kit Kat bar like a charcoal pencil.
Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful. I can't tell the story the way I want to.
I'm sorry. Well, I can say that we went to a CVS because I wanted to show you these new bars that I've been addicted to, which are hard to explain to someone.
I'll have you say
CVS bars?
They're called Reese's Nutrageous. No, Reese's Outrageous Pieces bars.
And I don't like them.
Whoa.
Reese's Outrageous
Slow down.
Pieces.
Wait a minute.
They're really crazy, but they're so good. But Catherine doesn't love them.
These bars are an outrage.
They're outrageous.
They've taken over my life in a huge way.
And I wish I liked them. Wait.
I love that in the 1860s, you would be like, the casualties at Chancellorsville are outrageous. And now you're like, this chocolate bar is outrageous.
It really is. It's like it puts pieces into a bar. And I don't typically like it. What's so crazy is I don't really like Reese's, and I don't really like Reese's Pieces. But
I find this
out.
Let alone Reese's.
I like totally. Hunks and chunks.
Do you ever go to Pieces?
Hunks and chunks.
Do you ever go to Pieces?
Tell me about it.
Did you ever go to Pieces? The gay bar.
Pieces?
Uh-huh.
In New York?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Don't know about it.
Maybe where Adele was.
Adele went there recently.
Got it. I thought that was Club Coming, but maybe
oh,
I'm just.
I wish.
They went to Club Coming after.
Stuff. Aha!
They went to Club Coming
they
after.
They did go to Club Coming.
Yeah.
The one night on this earth, I'm not there.
Catherine's a huge part of Club Coming, and I'm host.
Is that where you live?
That's where I do my show every week.
And I'm doing it.
Oh,
this
right.
Week.
You got to do it if you're ever here on a Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, are you booked?
This coming
Anytime
Wednesday?
You're in town, you do it.
All
are
right.
you here Wednesday?
I'll do it.
Oh, actually, Pat's
hosting, I'm
hosting
this Wednesday.
But it'll be fun.
Clever girl. Look, let's not. Can I not?
We'll deal with it later.
Okay, we'll deal with it later. This is not a. I'm not plugging anything.
This is
anything.
Not binding. This is not binding.
Non-binding.
Yes, Pat is going to be. Well, okay, what happened was I did a show at Club Coming Saturday, and then I was walking home, and I thought, this is my sick twisted brain. My thought was, I haven't eaten a lot today, and I didn't eat a lot last week, so I'm going to order food, and not only am I going to order food.
Hello.
But on the way home, I'm going to get a black cherry seltzer, my favorite kind of seltzer.
No, mine is Howl's.
I didn't.
Any flavor except for vanilla.
Yeah, mine's Howl's Black Cherry.
Howl's?
Howl's. I've never had brand loyalty in my life like I have towards Howl's brand seltzer.
I like their moving castle.
Howl's. I find myself addicted to Howl's Black Cherry. And then I got Kit Kat. It's so sad. I didn't even get the bar. I got the bag of bites.
You're a substance abuse mess.
Bag of bites.
I got the bag of bites.
Not the bag of bites.
But then I got a text from a friend being like, come out to this bar. ended up putting the food in the and the Kit Kats in the fridge and just drank more.
Oh,
so
that's better.
That's actually better. Renegade is better to sort of keep drinking instead of gorging myself.
Whatever you're addicted to, put it in the fridge and go have a drink.
Yeah.
And the best part was, yeah, exactly. The best part was then I ate the food yesterday for lunch and dinner, so I actually
Kit-Kat
saved
bites
money
for lunch and dinner.
Is that what happened? I had Kit Kat bites yesterday.
I have a new addiction to going this place by my apartment that I can't tell if I like or hate, and I keep getting. They offer this chicken. So one of my I have a long history with chicken salad.
It can be
the
so
Brooklyn
good.
Standard.
It can be so. But it's that used to be my place.
But you never feel like a sexual entity when you go there.
It's not.
But when you get chicken salad.
No.
But well, they put apple on it, which is cool, but then they put cream cheese on it. But lately I've been saying, no cream cheese, honey, I'll have pepper jack.
But I bet it's good.
Whoa.
It's
and
amazing.
When you say something like that, they put you on a trouble list.
I know. Mm-hmm. No, I think they actually love me there. Mm-hmm. I think they love me at the Brooklyn Standard mm-hmm. on Nassau Ave. Where did you live when you lived here?
I lived in LIC.
Oh, amazing.
Right by the creek in the cave.
One of the chicest things you can do.
Chic. It was right before all those big buildings went up.
Yeah, but still chic. Right by the 7. Where are
7,
you?
Yep. Or closer. I was closer to the G train, but yeah, right over there.
Beautiful. He's a G train.
You're a G train.
Yeah. I like the neighborhood still, even though it's changed a lot in a very short time.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm there, I'm like.
No, I'm like, yes. She's shaking her head no, but I'm nodding my head yes.
That's all I have to say.
I like LIC. I run there sometimes from Greenpoint. That's nice.
Over that little bridge.
Over that little bridge.
Oh, that's an adorable bridge, the Pulaski.
Pulaski. It's it's like almost unnecessary, the bridge. It's like, oh, this could just be a road, but it's cute that you're trying to be a bridge.
You know, one time Eddie Pepitone performed at the Creek in the Cave. Do you know Eddie Pepitone?
No.
He's like...
I've seen him perform.
So he's like a old-time New Yorker from the days of like Benny the Cab from Roger Rabbit. Yeah. And he was like, I finally made it! I'm booked underneath the Pulaski Bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
I haven't done Creek in the Cave since my... We won't say the name, but
I
we will.
I feel like it was canceled or something.
I did the JFL audition there 2 times ago. Randomly, the Long Island Medium was there.
I was love okay, that.
No, whoa, the Long Island Medium?
What's her name? Yeah. Helmet, hair.
She was there or...
she was there in the audience.
Or she summoned you. She saw it from afar.
She was physically there and spiritually there. And just was sitting in the audience of people's JFL auditions. And I was like, okay, is that the craziest thing
she
you've ever
gives
heard?
She gives notes and decides.
Only this year, my first round JFL audition, I went up immediately following a literal 12-year-old in braids who ran the light for 9 minutes doing bizarre transphobic jokes. And that.
A child,
actually.
Oh, underage.
Underage, like 12, probably in braids.
Guarantee you she'll get new faces.
She was
doing transphobic jokes. Bizarre.
It was like, I'm trans popular at my school, which means like I identify as popular. And her dad was in the audience, like mouthing along. I hope they don't listen, whatever. It's fine. Maybe edit it out. I don't know. I don't care.
It sounds really stupid. So
and I went up
this.
Immediately after that and I was like, so I'm actually Pat. No, you've heard everything.
Now I have. Now's the time.
There's nothing I hate more than Wunderkinds.
Oh.
Wunderkinden? Wunderkinds?
Yes.
Well,
if you're too smart and too young, get out of my face.
I know. When someone's young and smart and good, I'm like...
Yeah.
And if
they're nice,
it's even worse. It's when like, oy.
The dude,
no reason to hate.
I know. I do like one that a good hateable one.
Yeah,
it's good to have one or two of those in your life. A hateable young person who's like kind of in your industry. Is good to have for health. People actually study so that you live longer. Actually, there's a young, hateable person in your industry. that's actually new science. Do you like your trips to New York?
Yes.
Yes. How long
I
is
love
this
my
one?
Trips. I'm here for a week. It's been an unusual amount of time that I haven't been here. A whole 6 months, which is a very long time for me to be away. But then again, when we were doing Trump versus Bernie in 2016, I was almost in New York as much as I was at home in L.A.
That's maybe why I thought you lived here.
Oh, yeah. If you had seen me then, maybe. Yeah,
I saw you at Over the 8.
Wow. R.I.P.
What's that?
It was this bar that doesn't exist anymore.
And one time Catherine left there and had a three-way.
It was packed. It was so fun.
And it was a show?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. And we did Trump versus Bernie there.
It was so fun.
That's gone now?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know. That's where it
I'm
all started.
I'm glad I have a
That's
picture
That's where
your
three-way started. That's connected to your three-way.
That's where we recorded our album, I believe. We're probably at our album recording.
And that's actually where the night began that I had my threesome. I'm not sure if it was that night, but it was that night. It might have been that night.
My shows are really good for setting up threesomes that I'm not involved in.
Wait, let's ask this question. It's come in vogue on this pod where we ask our guests if they're into group.
Are you into group?
Sure. Very picky.
What's your ideal group setting?
Well, here's the thing.
And do you count three as group?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, me too. It's a group.
Yeah, it's definitely a group.
Face it that three is a group,
grow
people.
Up, three's a group.
If it's more than that, you start to have to worry about hierarchies.
I know.
And like taking turns and stuff, and that's too much math.
And then cliques can develop in the group.
Yeah. And there's like schisms.
Yeah, group can get so clicky.
But I would say, look, it's very fragile, and I've had it work and not work.
Really? Yeah.
And
I only had group once, and it was a three.
Yeah, and so it can never be my idea.
Yeah.
It can never be my idea, and I kind of just have to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work, it's fine. You were trying to ride on top of an eagle.
Totally.
Like, it's okay if it doesn't work.
Yeah. Totally. That's a really healthy attitude towards group.
Because usually, I don't know, sometimes there's three strangers, sometimes, or like three friends, and sometimes it's like two people that are in a relationship, and then a third.
That's that was my group experience.
There's no more tears for any of that going wrong.
No,
but also, there's a certain magic.
There's a certain magic to good group.
I think that should be the rule, kind of for all sex. Like, it doesn't always work out when the first time, and you should just be kind to yourself.
Yeah,
I'm not on Grindr anymore, but when I was, there's failed episodes that happened.
Yeah.
And
well, I don't like when you show up to I've showed up to a Grindr person's house and they're like, hey, my friend's here.
A Grindr person.
No, that's psycho.
And it's like, it's like, if it's gonna be group, I have to know going in. And I actually ultimately had to leave that situation.
Yeah. But there's been times where it's like you realize, oh, this is not gonna be what we call human sex.
Oh my God.
And so then you're like, oh, let's just get high and talk and minimize how awkward it is and be like, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Horrible.
It is horrible. It's much better when you're like ripping each other's clothes off and can't wait to get home.
Yeah, I'm over Grindr too for that reason. It's just like, this isn't something about it. Something about the dynamics of it really just isn't enjoyable to me.
But it doesn't help that no one looks. I mean, I don't look like my picture.
Yeah.
I have.
What's your pic?
Well, can we see it?
It's a picture of Rex Harrison from My Fair Lady.
Oh, fine.
No,
but that's like.
No, oh, it's I forget. Not, oh. I don't know. I don't have pictures. I never had pictures of me on Grindr.
Yeah, I probably have too many out there. But what was the straw that broke the camel's back? Where you're like, I'm deleting the apps. For me, that's the right choice right now.
I guess it was the last relationship I was in, and I had I had entered a phase where Grindr was basically just like porn.
Yeah.
Were you guys monog?
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay. Was it don't ask? Was it don't A, don't T?
No, it was not that.
It was A
like,
and T.
It was like,
not ass and tits. Ask and tell.
It was like do, but it was like go ahead and tell. Or it like,
you don't have to ask permission.
It was
we're not like officially open. It's just like, I won't go crazy if that happens.
Yes. And there was rules about like what could be like how like there was like a whole, there was like a, you know how like a lawyer has books behind them in their office? There was volumes of side notes.
Totally. The nuances. Oh, that's fair.
I'm sorry. I just got a distressing message. One second.
Oh, my God.
You guys talk about group.
Titanic. Scheduled to arrive from Liverpool. It's late.
Did you see that?
The one time I did group, the guys started thinking it was gay and left.
Yeah.
That happened in college.
Yeah.
There was a guy.
Well, it was gay because you were gay and you were in the group.
Well, yes. But then he was like, there was a girl that kind of lulled him into it.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, that's hot.
Yeah, but then he was just like kind of checked out of it.
Yeah, if I was straight, I don't think I would want to have man-man-woman group. But I can't know for sure.
Man-woman group.
That's
man-man-woman group.
That's what you had.
That's what I had. That's what I had. That's what I want to have again.
Yeah.
But I like it. It has to do with strangers. I don't want it. Like, with a boyfriend. Oh, I know.
Were these guys this is gay. I'm going to cut.
Like, I was literally, I can picture the image so well because it was in my Williamsburg loft where the bed was on the floor. I'm riding one of them and like kind of trying to suck the other one's dick. And oh my one God. Of them's like, wow. Hold on. Like, okay, don't slut shame me. Both of you said, wow, and looked away from me. A woman's body is beautiful.
This is one of those stories.
I'm not looking away from you. I'm looking at the cord
You need to acknowledge my group.
Respect my group.
Respect my group. And then one of them was like, I don't know. And then sort of like got up.
See, that your group is a story I've heard probably upwards of a dozen times, but I never tire of it.
It's so
and I'm
crazy.
Constantly bringing it up. If over the eight comes up, I'm like, Catherine, you had a group connected with that space.
He said that because as I was walking home from over the eight, I met these guys.
We don't have to talk about group anymore.
Fine. You guys don't like to hear that I was writing someone.
No, I love to hear that you were writing someone. I wake up every day and say, I hope I hear today that Catherine was writing someone at some point in her young stupid life.
Tongue to lip. we're having fun. James, what's your biggest fear?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Spooky.
You're pulling these out of you're pulling these out of like a Cards for Humanity deck.
No, do not.
Do not insult our journalism.
Cards for Humanity, which is not what it is.
Yeah. But that's a good game you that we should
enough.
Play.
You said enough.
That's a more positive version of the against one.
What is Cards Against?
I've never done it. I don't want to know.
It's like bad guy. It's like provocative. It's kind of like. It's like third tier, like party conversation where it's like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Why did I bring it up?
It's like two truths and a lie.
It's like apples and apples.
Oh, apples and that's a good game though.
But it's dirty. But that's and it's a like good dirty game. And sassy. It's also offensive.
Like
so
truth or dare Jenga. Like truth or dare Jenga.
So I'm dirty, sassy, and offensive.
I'm just playing wordplay.
No, you know what was literally illegal was when they came out with truth or dare Jenga and it was like suck someone's dick.
No,
like they were the most aggressive dares. It was like, it was like Jenga, you're a family brand. You're Hasbro, honey. Like,
Jenga did that?
Jenga came out with truth or dare Jenga.
Wait, was, each,
they were
each
so
block
sexual.
Have a thing on it?
Each block.
Suck someone's
and you pull a block out. You pull a block out and it goes, I think you know what to do with this Jenga block. Yeah.
It was crazy. I was like, this is the Jenga I grew up with? Like,
suck someone's dick. I love that as a truth or dare.
It was like, do group.
Suck someone's dick. Yeah.
See if you can get double railed without knocking over the tower.
It's like, okay, Jenga. I'll do it because Jenga told me to. I lost my virginity because Jenga told me to.
Jenga made me do it.
Jenga
for the Equinox campaign?
Yeah,
Equinox made me do it was the campaign.
Oh, really?
I'm going to quit. Sorry.
I'm like not going to blink anymore because I'm running again. I'm training again.
I'm opting marathon. To do nothing and eat gets. I can't even say it because it's mortifying.
That's amazing. I'm going to try to do pull-ups, push-ups, and run and like just see if that gets me kind of happy.
I need
my arms
to be
small. That's the PPR diet.
PPR diet.
Push-ups, pull-ups, and run.
Mm-hmm.
What about I can't do a pull.
You can. Surprisingly, even if you haven't done it in years, you can do a pull-up.
No.
Yes.
It's harder for girls.
It is harder for girls.
Especially,
that's true.
And Catherine's a busty woman.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Did Jenga make you do that?
you have amazing tits.
You think my tits are so heavy I can't do a pull-up?
I'm saying if I had amazing tits like you, I don't think I could do a pull-up.
I haven't heard that someone was a busty woman in some time.
I say it every day. I say it every day about someone.
Pat's gay, but he loves big, big, almost saggy tits.
Not saggy. I feel erotic towards...
Not saggy. He likes when they look kind of loose.
I'm erotic
to... known as a busty woman.
Yeah.
I was a busty woman.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I'm owning it.
I love it. And that's one thing the listeners have really attached to. Like whenever you post a picture of me, they're like, "Wish she was in a tube top."
Because I love I love a girl with big boobs and a tube top.
It's almost
so
tube
sexy.
Top season.
It's almost
tube top
season.
That's
what you. That's
TTS.
That's just like that's your motivation.
I guess. Like I don't know what I think about it, but it does make me like excited.
Yeah.
One time there was an episode of That 70s
Save it
show.
For group.
Save it for a group.
Group
No, we can never. Me and Catherine can never have a group. We don't.
No.
We're not sexually.
We had secret sex in our Airbnb in LA. It's our story, and we're sticking to it. Remember how we pictured it differently? I pictured it like you just sort of bent me over, but you pictured it like missionary.
Yeah. I'm like a missionary queen. I'm really boring.
What are you like?
A missionary queen.
What are you like?
Hey, what are you like?
Well, you know, you're pretty total bottom.
Yeah, sure.
And you...
TV?
I don't. I mean, I like to be rough and crazy, you but do. I don't like when it gets over into the territory of like. Of like extreme violence,
like I don't know how to say that. Like Big Little, Big Little Lies.
I don't like. I mean, there's things that I don't like.
Are you choking? Like, what are you?
Sure, yeah, but
I'm not choking.
Yeah, but it kind of has to happen naturally and not like be. I don't.
It can't feel performative.
I don't like having to like stage manage how do this, don't do this.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
There's
you
like
what the lawyer books about.
There's
rough.
Like a vibe. There's like a vibe that I like that's like rough, but it's a game. Mm-hmm. When I was young and having like, you know, I guess before I figured out what I like all the way.
Yeah.
There, I would find myself in situations where it's like, oh, fuck, this is.
This is bad.
This is too. This is too scary or painful or weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like going through with it.
I know those. That's the worst feeling when you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. But now it's like,
Yes. And now I'm just like, I know I kind of have a better idea of what I like or what I'm interested in trying. And it's just like I like games. I like meaningful games. I like
meaning like truth or dare.
I like meaningful games.
What do you mean a meaningful game?
I don't know. I like it to be just like where you can tag out and be like, all right, totally, yeah, hey, that was fun. Now we're real people again.
Yeah, don't spit on me now. Ah! Now we're in a diner.
Okay, I had an experience I want to share.
Right.
I like being choked and tossed around in bed, and I feel like most guys I sleep with, they like it too. And there was this one time when I was sleeping with this guy, and he was like... He hit my ass and was like, you like that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, what else do you like? And I was like, choke me. And he goes, no.
No one has ever done that before.
No.
No one has ever said no.
Yeah. I guess.
Don't you guys think that's weird?
No.
Maybe he was.
He was like, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
All right, fine.
I respected it, but I was like, that's so interesting. I was like, oh, totally. Like,
I don't necessarily want to choke someone.
But it's never happened before in all my years.
That's like one of the kinky things that's most common.
I know.
That's why it's so common.
That's like 2/3 of people have done that.
Because you don't have to actually choke. It's more of like a gesture of like a.
Yeah, I'm not saying put me in a martial arts hole.
Yeah. I was surprised by that, but I respected it.
Oh, God, don't put me in a martial arts hole.
That's what's confusing some people. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like I wasn't trained in the martial arts.
He was wearing a karate suit.
I thought you were asking me to break your windpipe. No.
And I was like, of course not. Break my windpipe. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time to do you feel hot today?
Yeah. So, James, you know that sometimes you wake up, look in the mirror, and it's like, okay, this is working. I feel amazing. I feel very sexual. I'm a sexual auntie. I've been going through something recently where I keep taking Ubers, and they keep being Toyota Siennas. And when my Uber is a Toyota Sienna, I do not feel like a sexual entity, and I want to be clear about that.
But did I tell you that when I was in L, a Toyota Sienna Uber pulled up, and I was like, here we go, and I like said your joke. I was like, Pat has this joke. We get in. It was like the most erotic
Uber
car.
Sienna?
It was like red leather. Yeah, Uber Sienna with like red leather inside and like beads and like sex.
Are they known
beads.
For that, or is that just an upgrade?
No, I just thought it was funny.
They must be
like,
known. They must know that they're known as non-sexual.
They're fighting against your tweet.
Yeah.
So, anyways, sometimes you wake up. And
sometimes you wake
fuck.
Up and you're like, "What, Hillary Rodham Clinton? What happened?" Mm-hmm. And so we go around and we take everyone's temperature of like, "Do you feel hot today?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a thing going now where I have my gray hair coming in for real.
But that's hot.
Yeah, and I don't mind it at all because I've been handling baldness now for like 10 years. I've been like legitimately like half bald for 10 years, and it's gotten no worse, but it's just like
you
half,
don't present as bald.
At all.
Well, because I refuse to tap out.
You have it in good places though.
In the front.
If you didn't have it here, then you'd have to identify as bald.
Yes. In the front, it looks like I have hair. In the back, it's clear that I don't.
But I think bald is hot.
Bald in the back is hot.
Well, I would shave. I've shaved it before, but I have so much hair. Mm-hmm. It's like an incredible chore to shave my
hair.
Very
thin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's very thin. There's too much hair to be bald. But the gray is coming in. The gray is coming in, and I've kind of liked it. I've got new glasses that match my hair.
Yeah, they're great.
And I have this gray hair. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what I've most enjoyed about the gray hair is that it comes in on the sides. Baldness starts on the top. Gray starts on the sides. Mm. Yeah. And I think it's hilarious because, like, in comic books, like in Spider-Man, there was the editor of the newspaper that had the gray on the side of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's what real grayness comes in like. It looks like you're like, I'm a newspaper man.
Yeah, they were being true.
Here I am with two stripes on the right above my ears.
You're a newspaper man.
I picture myself eventually.
Gray, and then your regular hair color.
Yeah, I think eventually I'll be a woman with like a Cruella type. Stripe.
Oh my God! What's the the name of that writer from the 70s and 80s who had that?
I'm like Rogue from X-Men.
Now I'm gonna look.
From X-Men. I think
it's the writer from the 70s who had that.
That writer from the 70s.
She actually wrote The Bell Jar. Rogue from X-Men.
If you think of it, let me know because I want to see a pic.
God damn it! She's like famous. She's famous.
I won't know it. I don't know anyone or anything.
But I love that. I love that. I love so good, and when a woman has like the
shock
of gray.
I want my therapist to have that.
Yeah.
One day.
I like my therapist.
If you're a therapist who has that, reach out to me. Mm-hmm. If you could take my insurance.
A therapist that has that also has would be jewelry.
Yes. It's like, oh my
That's
God.
That's what I'm saying, that chunky
and
jewelry.
And like a hemp blouse mm-hmm. of some kind.
Yeah. And like paper lanterns in her house. You know?
I want to go into my therapy and have it be like, is this therapy or is it like an ayahuasca ceremony? Like,
totally.
What's going
no
on?
One knows.
Yeah.
Religious icons for something that they may or may not believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's beautiful. I'm going to therapy today, so I feel.
My
zen.
Therapist is moving to LA. We just heard her last session, made a really nice wrap up. She said that I'm doing well.
You're doing very Whoa. Well. You actually, like, yeah. you actually.
Since she met me the day after my 30th birthday, I started therapy the day after my 30th birthday.
You are doing so well. It's
Thank
like
you.
Actually making me feel bad.
That's the and goal. And that was the goal.
And that's my way of telling you I'm happy for you. When Pat and I met, I'm in a stable relationship.
So stable.
Right now, I actually am doing well now too, but I
yeah,
wasn't
you are doing well too.
I'm really happy right now, but last month I was sort of like, no, but for no reason. Uh-huh. Fun. The brain. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat? I'm liking it.
I feel hot today.
McDonald's. I'm liking it.
Not I'm loving it. Let's be honest here. We're rounding third base.
I'm liking
and I don't mean,
it.
This is not a home run.
Right. And,
respect me enough to know that this is third
it's
base.
A solid triple. Also, I shaved around my lips today because I get annoyed when the beard comes in around lips because it starts to itch and feel like I've got ants biting me.
No.
So I shaved around my lips, so I've got this beard with no lip hair, and I love it.
Sometimes
I'm
just
there
for it. Something as simple as not feeling like you have ants biting you can make you feel hot. I feel hot right now. I do. I like this shirt is one of my finds from when I went home and had to clean out all my stuff. And I'm like, it's a little clingy.
No,
it's a little clingy for
Pat,
me. It's a little clingy
look
for
at
me.
That's why when you walked in, I said, oh, you look good.
I know. You love all black.
I just assumed that you would always wear that. I guess
he wears shirt, he wears clothes that are too big for him.
Sometimes,
usually.
But sometimes I wear clothes that are too small for me. Uh-huh. And famously, one time, and I showed my therapist a picture that was famously posted of me at a show on
you showed
Friday.
Your therapist that picture.
Yeah, because she doesn't believe
I have
me.
To see
this.
His shirt's folded weird.
When I say that my body looks non-human.
So there's
James,
a wrinkle in the shirt.
No, it's like it's it looks like a normal person, and then it's like my hips go out maybe 6 to 7.
He has
feet
a thing with his hips.
Wingspan of
six
my hips.
To seven
it's
feet.
Someone felt comfortable. Someone felt comfortable posting it on story, and so I had no choice but to show my therapist the picture.
This is something that happens, and I'm not the only one. There's other comedians that have talked about this. This is something that happens because there's a lot of photographers, and we love them. We treasure their work.
I love
they
their
show
work.
Show up and take pictures of live shows. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes there's like beautiful pictures of you backstage hugging
and it's
people.
It's so cool. There's nothing better than that.
Or on stage being like, yeah, I'm like being sarcastic.
Yeah, but you're in your power.
There's these pictures that happen in the middle of a story or an impression or an act out where you're being like, and there's a picture of it.
Yeah.
And you look like
your jowls are like
you look like a monster. Yeah. And I'm making these faces making fun of something. And I'm like, I see a picture. I'm like, whatever. That bit was needs to stop.
You know, it's
because of the visuals.
This is my deal with that. It's like okay, they have to know if they have human eyes. They have to know that I'm like not thrilled with this picture, but they're choosing to post it. But also, it's like they think that because we're comedians, we don't care if we're hot. But they need to respect that I am a comedian, but I'm also gay and I want to look hot. And they don't respect that enough.
The 3 points of that triangle have never existed at the same time.
Hot gay comedian.
Yeah.
But
take two.
Joel Kim Booster is doing the work.
I've been doing
Joel Kim Booster and Mateo Lane.
They're Mateo Lane is doing the work.
If you think I haven't shown my therapist pictures of Mateo Lane, you're fucking
oh
crazy.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
But
there are
awesome.
But what I was going to say is, I do feel, because I've also been doing this thing where I'm running again, and I'm doing really good about, like, God. I used to do this thing where I keep put it off. I love to run, but I would put it off, and then it would be like late, and then I would feel. So this thing where I really have been waking up at, like, 6:45 every morning and running right in the morning.
Wow, before anything.
Before anything, I get up, I tie my shoes, and I run. I have a little bit of coffee because I need that. But
I should do that again. It's really living.
It's making me feel amazing every day. I feel grounded. I feel more able to focus. I feel hotter, and I feel. Just like I have more energy, but
it's raining today.
When 10 p comes around, I'm exhausted and can't make sentences. But like it is, but that's a nice way to live. To be tired at night,
it's really
rough. to be tired at night is a really nice way to live.
That's rough on Showtime.
It's rough.
Like, my life has suffered because I have to be up until 1 a.m. Yes. at minimum every night.
My life has suffered from every aspect of doing comedy. There's no part of doing comedy that has added value to my life.
To be tired at night is a nice way to live.
So that does make me feel hot. And also, like, it's funny because I'm like, oh, I don't know. But also, it's like, yeah, I lose time at night because I have to. I did a show at 9 last night, and then I like went straight home after and went to bed. And I'm like, I could have, you know, if I wasn't trying to wake up early, like, maybe I could have stayed up and written a bit. But I do feel like the time I have now is better spent. Like, I'm able to then focus and like do a bit of writing when I have the time for it.
I've been trying to only to cut back on shows and only do ones that I'm producing or that I think are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so 10 p isn't as crazy anymore.
Yeah,
it isn't as crazy for me. Where do you perform when you're now?
I do a lot of shows at the Virgil mm-hmm. and UCB, both UCBs mm-hmm. in Hollywood, and Dynasty Typewriter, Akbar. Yeah. I do occasional shows at the Improv or Comedy Store. I do all the bar shows around Silver Lake and Hollywood.
When I went to LA, I couldn't get out of Silver Lake.
You don't need to.
Every time I would take an hour, 2 hour Uber somewhere.
Except when they ask you to go to an audition in Santa Monica.
Also a stand-up bit of mine.
Is it really?
I have these local jokes that I love. They're my LA jokes that mm-hmm. I never tell on the road. You could almost tell a Santa Monica joke in New York and people would get it, but then they'd be like, okay, come on, you're wasting our time.
Yeah.
But
what's the joke?
The joke is, it's outrageous that people consider it part of the same city.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so far away.
Yeah.
Santa Monica is rightly thought of as like, honey, hop in to the station wagon. It's time for a day trip to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But a girl on I hate to do this today, but a girl on Vanderpump Rules moved to Marina Del Rey and had a housewarming party, and it was truly 45 minutes of the show was people driving, fuming in their cars. Like, I can't fucking believe she would invite us here, like just screaming at traffic. It was really funny.
Yeah, that's been my LA experience.
Catherine, I'm starting to wonder if you feel hot today.
Thank you for asking. I actually do, but I'm pissed off because I can't get rid of my yeast infection.
Always, that's your journey.
I'm actually, at this point, I am mad.
Do you get the egg?
I got the egg, but it isn't working this time.
An egg is something that makes you not have a yeast infection anymore, I've learned on this podcast.
I'm just so annoyed because, as you guys know, I'm going to visit my British lover on Friday. I need to be all fixed up. I need to go to the doctor and figure something out.
Yeah, can't get a really strong...
Oh, that's the London trip.
Yeah.
Well, it's for biz and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call my guy and hope that she can prescribe me the magic little pill.
Like,
I hope she can do it without me coming in.
I don't know much about the affliction.
It's about a yeast infection.
Is it similar to jock itch?
I have jock itch.
That's on the outside on the
skin.
It's just like, I have it's jock like an itch. It's like the pH in your vagina goes off and it's just like an unpleasant kind of like burning, sometimes itching.
Mm-hmm.
And it like... It happens, you never know when it's going to happen.
A
lot of times flying, like traveling and being exhausted, like makes it worse.
Uh-huh. Can you drink like apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I've been doing all that shit, uh-huh. Yeah. I took an apple cider vinegar bath last night.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Was that helpful to you and your family?
Emotionally, I felt like I was doing something proactive. But it's like, think about this, like it's so funny. It's like, last night I was taking apple cider vinegar bath, doing face mask, eating like raw ginger and having hot like soup with cayenne. And then I eat like a bag of Kit Kats. It's like, you're going against, I'm fighting myself.
Yeah, you don't need the Kit Kat.
You don't need the
it's not serving me.
Get the two Kit Kat break. That's my recommendation, is my diagnosis.
So slow down.
Use that as like a nicotine patch.
But overall, I'm wearing internet pants, so I feel hot today. You were asking, what do you mean?
I'm realizing that if you had an ad, if there was like an addiction ad to stop Kit Kat addiction, someone would be like, break the addiction. But then they would break the Kit Kat bar. And I'd be like,
yeah, oh my God.
It's time to break the addiction. Give me a break.
Yeah, give me a break. And it would be like your family members being like, give me a break.
Oh! The intervention with a close-up of just their lips.
Give me a break.
They've shaved recently. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Wait, one last question I have is, are you like, do you have like good shaving materials because you have a beard? I have the worst shaving stuff.
I
don't feel like I know how to shave.
I don't have as good as I should for how often I do it. I go wildly swinging between beard, mustache, and clean shaven for different showbiz purposes.
Yeah, when do you feel most in your power?
Mustache with the Van Dyke thing down there.
That's hot.
I love a mustache.
That's my favorite look. I like nowadays when the mustache is thick. When I was younger, I liked it thinner. But whatever.
Things change. People grow. People evolve.
I have to shave completely a lot for acting, to do various parts and stuff.
That would be hard for me.
So I have little razors and stuff, but also for like day to day, for like maintaining a beard, there's this thing, and it's also it's what's it called? It's not a jitterbug. It's like
jitterbug.
I think it's a jitterbug.
A hop beetle. It's some kind of insect name for it. It's like a bug little thing that you plug in, and I learned it from makeup artists on TV shows, and like all the best ones had this. And I asked, there was like 4 or 5 times over the course of 2 years where I'm like, what is this thing? And they're like, oh, it's
a jitterbug.
It's a sand beetle. and so I finally got one, and I've been through like 3 of them because I blew them up when I was traveling.
Oh my God.
When I was traveling overseas and you plug your thing in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did that to 2 different ones, but I always get new ones, and it's great.
And they're saving your life.
I do all my shaving with
them. They saved your life.
Well, they saved like a little bit of time.
Cool. They saved his life.
Time can save your life. Time
can save your life.
Now, our final segment. Or first up, does anyone have a crush of the week before we wrap up?
Yeah, sometimes you have crushes of the week and sometimes you don't. Just someone you have a little crush on. It could be real. It could be kind of
like a real person.
It could be an object.
Catherine's had
crushes on something that's simple as a water bottle.
I do.
I haven't been paying attention right now. Yeah. I mean, I'm open. If there's any, I mean, feel free. Send me some crushes if I need to see.
He's open to submissions.
And submission.
I don't know if I have a crush of the week right today either. It's okay if none of us have one.
Oh my God! Who was I thinking of? I feel like I had a crush. Oh my God! Of course, my crush of the week is Ryan O'Connell. He has a new Netflix show called Special. And we finally met in L. He's a fan of the pod.
Ryan, just, thank you for your listenership.
We just bonded. We connected. We had a gorgeous, gorgeous early dinner in a velvet booth. And we had the best time. And I'm just so, so grateful for his friendship. My crush of the week is Ryan. Shout out.
Shout out.
You don't have a crush?
No, I don't.
All right, we have one.
And then
And then to wrap it up with a final, final segment.
We have one and a call for submissions.
Yeah. Pat? Are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I feel more connected than ever. Okay. Was worried that when I, because on the way here, Catherine was like, I'm running 10 late. So I was like, I felt comfortable stopping and grabbing stuff. So I was, and then I saw Alex, one of our producers, on the way out, and he's like, Catherine's there. And I was like, now I'm the one who's late. Mm-hmm. And I was worried you're going to be mad. And I walked in, the first words you said were, I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is friendship and beautiful. And when someone's, this is what you're not allowed to do. When people like get aggressive about if you're late or if you bail, it's like, are you living in the same world as me? Like, this is what it is. This is life, hon. You bail, you're late. That's part of it.
This is one of the things my new friend Ryan taught me. He was like, guilt. Who has time? It's like, don't guilt me for taking care of me. Like, just deal with yourself.
And you did that today, and so I'm not mad.
Sometimes maybe people have too much of a hang up on like fixing other people.
What is that about?
How could you have been so late?
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
it's like I just was. The trains, etc.
There's so little we can control in this life.
Yeah, sorry. 10 p.m. is showtime for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not mad at you.
Okay, James, are you mad at me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're
too beautiful.
You're finishing off the water again.
I have an addiction to drinking, like a psychotic.
It's not an addiction. It's not an addiction. It is. It's a simple life cycle. It's just part of being alive. You can't be addicted to water. You can't. I mean, technically, you can drink too much water, but it's not easy.
Frat people die from drinking too much water.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. But,
No. Look at me. I don't mean addiction. I have a compulsion. I have a compulsion where if I know I have to sing this week, I drink an ungodly amount of water.
I drink so much water for voiceovers, for cartoons, for everything I do. When I'm doing cartoons, just volumes of water go into it.
Do you lose your voice a lot? Or you seem like you have such a robust, strong voice. I'm so jealous.
I don't treat it well, frankly.
Really?
I drink tea, but not enough. I eat honey, but not enough.
Well,
you know,
it's not about that. It's only about water and sleep.
Largely, yes. And so I'm not like a lunatic about taking care of my voice, but I make up for it, like, you know, getting ready, going in, when I'm in the booth, I eat soup afterward. Soup after a cartoon is really, really helpful. Mm. The more you've been screaming, because it's like you're inhaling things.
Screaming is so tough.
Inhaling hot vapor is the fastest way to get anything right under your vocal cords. So more important than drinking tea is inhaling it. And more important than eating soup is inhaling it.
Yeah, do you have one of those personal steamers?
making like sounds like some lunatic, like a teacher you would make fun of. The healthiest way to be a great successful voiceover artist is to sound like a lunatic choir professor.
And inhale.
That's true. Soup. Do you do the straw stuff?
I don't do anything more. I don't do anything that's hard to figure out the equipment for.
Straw thing's pretty easy. You just need a straw.
What am I supposed to do?
You just put a straw in like a little bit of water and you go. So you're doing your scales, but through a straw, and it stretches your cords and makes it. When you stop doing the straw, you feel so nice and relieved.
I'll try it.
You should try it.
It's an exercise for the cords.
Yeah, it's sort of like a stretch for the cords.
Okay.
Like in between stuff. Anyways, you are.
I gargle.
I accept that.
I gargle.
Is that good?
Recommend it. Yeah.
I don't do anything
with salt.
Salt water. And or apple cider vinegar water.
Gargle. Is that what it is?
Or
that
just
do?
Water.
What does the gargling do?
You get it close to down to the vocal cords, not exactly getting them wet, but then a little bit of it gets down onto them.
Because I know it's hard to get them wet.
It is hard to get them wet. But it gets the area around them wet so you don't choke on anything. And
I should gargle.
Okay, Catherine. Now I'm getting mad.
No, I know you're mad because we're talking about, but this is actually stuff that's really interesting.
I know, but we'll have to talk about it.
Vocal health
off
is one of my
pod,
passions.
Because
okay.
I have to work later.
Okay. I have a meeting too. I have therapy.
Okay. Why are you bragging about that?
Wait, you guys want to hear the minutia about
Catherine.
Gargling techniques?
It really is fascinating to me.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
No. No, I'm not. I'm actually not.
Okay.
I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to see you.
James, tensions on high in the pod.
Is this a recurring segment about the mad at me, or were you guys like seriously like this hostility has to stop?
No,
every
it started. It started early on when we were afraid we were mad at each other, and now we do it at the end of
everyone.
I love it.
James, are you mad at me?
No.
Great.
I'm just mad at you.
I accept that. You can't win them all. Now you go.
Are you guys mad at me?
Absolutely not. Why would you even ask?
I'm a little mad. You've been Team Pat this whole time, and it's just like you need to. You didn't like it when I said I was riding that dick, and you need to support.
Wait, did I not?
No, you liked it.
Both of
Catherine,
you guys looked
look
away.
At me. Catherine, look at me. He liked it when you rode the dick.
What's wrong with riding a dick? I mean, it's a little more work.
I know. I like that.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm very grateful for you for doing the podcast.
I like riding a dick because I also only bottom usually. Like, I feel like I'm doing none of the work. So at least,
I
and
know.
I ever ride, I'm like, well, this time I'm doing a little bit.
I know. It's like, I'm like keeping tabs. I'm like,
Okay, you guys. Oh my God.
Point is, I'm not mad at you. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. We're such big fans of yours. And do you have anything you want to plug for our listeners?
Yes. So I have a new podcast on the Forever Dog Network.
Of course.
I'm doing it out of L.A., but also I'm doing it here in New York this week.
Can I have your press tour?
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing L.A. and New York, and this is a new podcast that just launched. It's called The Underculture with James Adomian.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it's amazing that people are like, "Do you do a podcast?" I waited until the right moment, mm-hmm. and I started getting all these secret recordings and like leaked audio files. That's
oh
like,
my God.
I'm kind of curating this.
Oh, wow. Fun! That sounds really fun. What's the deal with the pod? Like, what's the premise?
Yeah, well, it's just like leaked. It's like found audio footage
of like pop culture.
It's
oh okay.
It's a thinly veiled. It's a fake. I thing see. Where I'm doing. I'm.
Cool. Oh, I didn't mean to blow up your.
No, I'm blowing it up myself. Right. I pretend that I found,
gotcha journalism. His podcast is fake.
It's a little window behind a very carefully stage managed reality on the underculture. So yes, it's me, and I have my friends on doing impressions too, and we do like long form improv interviews.
That's fun. Do you think I have a good voice?
Yes, you guys both have a good voice, and you know
you heard it here first.
You know how you can tell. You rock the mic.
You rock the mic.
And I think headphones are always good for that.
I love totally. But I like one off, one in.
Did you hear the real sound of the room?
I like both
it always falls off my head.
I like both.
You saw what happened.
Not to be too dirty, but I like both in. Yes, I do like group after all.
I like group with headphones.
You're disgusting.
Okay, you guys.
Thank you so much for James.
Listen to James. Listen to the Underculture here on Forever Network.
We have something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to plug one more thing.
Yes, go on.
Trump versus Bernie again.
Where?
We're doing it in New York City on May 18th at the Creek in the Cave this Saturday, if this comes out.
Oh, May 18th is this Saturday?
Okay. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. If you're coming out in time, if not, then you can cut this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, this isn't going to come out in
okay,
time.
Okay, then
we're sorry.
That. But we're going to be doing Trump versus Bernie in LA and San Diego in July.
Amazing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Will you be at Clusterfest?
Nope. Not this time.
Oh, that's San Francisco.
Me
same
neither.
Thing.
I did that. To, what, 2017? Loved it.
20
great
years
place.
Ago.
20 years ago.
20.
You guys really bank up episodes.
We have to because Catherine is going away. Okay.
All right.
Bye forever, dog.
Forever, dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.